97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Joining us now is truly someone that is making a difference. Corey DeAngelis, he's a senior fellow at the American Culture Project, author of The Parent Revolution, Rescuing Your Kids from Radicals Ruining Our Schools. Corey, thank you so much for coming on. We always have the pleasure of getting some time from you, and I'm telling you, you really are doing fantastic work.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, I looked on Twitter, and we are following each other, and I look back, and I think we first messaged each other in 2021. I mean, I've got to say...
When all this was starting to blow up.
I know, because you became part of the national spotlight because you were making, of course, school choice and talking about putting kids first and trying to let the money go where the kid is, where the parent wants the kid to be, giving them the freedom to do that. It was such a radical idea because not a lot of states were on board at first, but really so many states did eventually get on board, and it became such a big national trend that's, I don't know, is a majority of states now on board with what you're calling for? It seems like you're probably past the halfway point.
Yeah, a majority of states overall have some form of private school choice, allowing the money to follow the child to schools that align with their values. But only 17 have universal school choice, which is kind of Milton Friedman's idea that's come to fruition, which is everybody. There's no picking and winners and losers. It's full-throated school choice, regardless of income, background, or zip code. And that's a majority of Republican-led states already. And that they're the ones that are kind of moving the football on the issue of supporting parental rights in education. The Democrats, they're a wholly owned subsidiary of the teachers' unions. The teachers' unions funnel about 99% of their campaign contributions to the Democrat Party each and every election cycle. Wash, rinse, repeat. It's a form of money laundering. And we just found out that Becky Pringle and Randy Weingarten had positions at the Democrat National Committee. These are teachers' union bosses having a seat at the table at the DNC. They're basically the same organization at this point. And if it wasn't obvious to anybody last year or this year, it should be obvious now. This month, the NEA had their annual convention in Portland, Oregon, of all places, and they had these resolutions that were just so political. They had nothing to do with education. They just read like a declaration of war on the Trump administration. They basically had one resolution where they dedicated thousands of dollars to have a policy to call Trump a fascist. And guess what? In that resolution, they misspelled the word fascism. I mean, you can't make this stuff up.
They'll have to write it on the board 100 times to make sure they get it right next time. But talk about the money laundering thing. I think the whole idea of the union is to try to represent the parents and kids to make sure they're getting the best education, not the Democratic Party, which they have been doing so much over the years. There seems to be a clear conflict of interest there. And yep. You look at these major metropolitan cities, St. Louis included, the school systems are failing these kids. They're not getting any better. There's no signs they're getting better. I think the only hope is that the parent has some choice to be able to get their kid into a spot where they will flourish, something that is more tuned to what they want. But we're not seeing that in all places.
Exactly. And the ironic part is those same teachers' union presidents, they send their own kids to private schools. They know better than anybody else that their schools that they manage are failure factories. They won't send their own children there. I mean, Chicago, for example, they have 50 public schools with 0% math proficiency rates. Not a single kid proficient in or math or reading in 50 Chicago government-run institutions that we call public schools. And they spend $30,000 a kid there. It's not a money issue. You're right. It is about competition. If you give families the choice, if they could vote with their feet, the school boards, instead of calling them domestic terrorists or labeling them as evil people or cutting off their mics, guess what the school boards will do? And the public schools will up their game in response to competition. They'll start to treat parents as partners in the relationship instead of the enemy. They'll treat them as customers. And so We've seen this in Florida, other school choice states. As they've expanded choice, the outcomes in the public schools have improved. It's a rising tide that lifts all boats. It's a win-win solution, but people like Randy Weingarten, they're off the rails right now. Becky Pringle just yelling at her annual convention of the teachers union, which, by the way, they chose one person as their teacher of the year this year at the NEA annual convention. And that person, guess what they said? They let the mask slip at their speech for everyone to see, everyone to hear. They said that her job of teaching of all things is quote unquote deeply political and always had been. I mean, that's free advertising for homeschooling.
Well, I think we have the clip. I want to play one for you, but just to back up for a second, the National Education Association and their conference, Becky Pringle's their president. And I wanted to just real quick, I went to Google and I typed in NEA president. And the next thing that auto corrected in was the word rant. So I'm like, oh, that's interesting. So people are searching for this, but don't give Google credit yet, because what comes up on the AI overview is her quote unquote rants are more accurately described as powerful speeches. So, they put rant into the search term, but then the Google AI has to say, no, you're wrong for calling it a rant. So can I play a clip from the acceptance speech?
Ahead.
This is clip number 22.
We cannot fear the future, diversity, equity, and inclusion. Say the words. Say the words. Say them. You are powerful. You are the NEA. Hold your head high. Hold your head high. NEA.
Oh, freedom.
Freedom. Hold your head high.
This is hard to listen to. Okay, I want to get your reaction to that.
Oh, man, the inmates are running the asylum. She is insane. And that's not taking things out of context. That is her entire speech. She does this and just screams and yells. She's not really saying anything, if you notice. She just repeats the same thing over and over again. And it's, you know, she promoted DEI. Not a word about math, reading, or writing, because they're failing in that category. They're injecting politics into the classroom. And when you see these annual conventions, they really just show you why we're failing on an international scale. We spend more than any other country on the planet, and we're an international embarrassment. Only a quarter of kids nationwide are proficient in math, according to the nation's report card. And it's because people like Becky Pringle have politicized education. I went to the NEA today and did a press conference here in D.C. to call for Congress to revoke their federal charter. They have one. They're the only labor union that has a federal charter, the backing of Congress. They've had it for over 100 years, and now it's time to reconsider. Today, lawmakers on Capitol Hill introduced a bill to get rid of their federal charter. So it's about dang time, and it should be a common sense. Even if you support unions, you should pass this policy because, well, if you're Randy Weingarten, your union doesn't have a federal charter. Nobody else's union has one. The NEA gets special privileges that they don't deserve.
Well, part of it, too, and this is something that Becky Pringle was doing as part of the NEA, defended illegal immigrants during a protest against immigration raids that occurred throughout the city. So what kind of things are they teaching in these schools, and is it appropriate for them to be protesting ICE inside of schools?
No, it's not appropriate. And they're not teaching math, reading, or writing. They're shoving gender ideology down children's throats. They're trying to push critical race theory, a divisive Marxist concept. And they teach kids to hate their country. We now have a nationwide survey out this year showing that 36% of high school students reported that their teachers almost daily or often said that America is a fundamentally racist nation. So, I mean, when you have people like Becky Pringle you see on stage, it should not surprise us anymore. We cannot continue to send our children to Caesar for their education and be surprised when they come home as Romans, as the great Vodi Bakum once famously said. The good news is I think parents are waking up. They're not so surprised anymore, and they're demanding school choice, and there's a revolution unfolding right before our eyes. We've had more advancement on school choice in the past 4 years than in the preceding four decades. And we can thank Randy Weingarten and Becky Pringle, the lady screaming in that clip, because they've inadvertently done more to advance school choice and homeschooling than anybody could have ever imagined, because they've gotten so far left, overly political. Even some of the Democrats are saying, what in the heck is going on here? I want my kids to know how to read. I want the basics. Yeah. I thought the schools were supposed to be about education, not indoctrination. So I went to the NEA and said, hey, we should pull their federal charter. Becky Pringle didn't show up for whatever reason, but the NEA did block me on X.
One of many, I'm guessing. But you've been doing fantastic work for the last, I mean, years and years. You're one of the early adopters that got nationwide attention. And I mean, this is not a new concept per se, but I think you've done a great job moving the ball forward and putting the argument in a way that is very pro-parent, pro-child, and making it very common for them to understand that if your kid is part of a failing public school right now, they're forcing you into that situation. You shouldn't be forced into it. You should have some option because you love your kid. You want them to have the best future. And if you want to do something about it, you should have the option to do something about it. The option can't always be go pay 10 grand a year at a public, at a private school, because not everyone can afford that. But there are other options out there that kids are flourishing under that parents just didn't know about. So let me just make sure people know, if people wanted to learn more about this, maybe they're not happy with what their kid's getting right now in a public school, what's the first thing you would encourage that parent to do?
I'd say fight for your legislature to pass school choice. I mean, it's your money. We're already spending the money. We spend $20,000 per kid per year in the government-run school system on average nationwide. That's about 50 to 60% higher than average private school tuition in this country. So you shouldn't have to pay twice. You shouldn't have to pay once out of pocket for private school and then pay again for the government school that you're not using through the tax system. It's deeply unjust. It's unfair. It discriminates on the basis of zip code. So fight for change in your state if it already happened, hasn't already. And if it has, seek out those options. Apply for scholarships. Some states have them available for everybody, regardless of income. So this is the way forward. This is how we improve the public schools. And this is how we ultimately create more options for parents, because once the demand is there, supply will meet that demand. You'll have more conservative private schools popping up, independent private mm-hmm. schools, ones with specialized missions that you're not getting in today's climate. So I'd recommend you do that. You can also help me out with the teachers union tip line that I just started. If you want to report any craziness that's going on in the public school system, you can find that at the American Culture Project, AmericanCultureFoundation.org.
Perfect. Senior fellow at the American Culture Project and AmericanCultureFoundation.org. And then author of The Parent Revolution, Rescuing Your Kids from Radicals Ruining Our Schools. Cora DeAngelis, thank you so much for joining us. It's always a pleasure. And I got to say, you're right on the forefront of this, and you've done some fantastic work.
Thank you so much for having me.